Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
Let's go across now, shall we, to Bladen and say a very good evening to head coach Guy Ford there from Chester Rugby Club. Evening, Guy, how are we doing?
Evening, Steve. Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
Are you recovering from, well, what is a shock result today, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's not gone to plan at all, really. Again, we should have come up here with eyes on getting 5 league points and performing well, and we've come a long way and not done a lot, really.
Now, I mean, before the game started, what, 52 points separating the teams, of course, with them in bottom of the table, and you're in fifth place. And so, I don't know too much about the game today, because unfortunately, the feed through to us a bit patchy today. So the first thing I knew about it was one that it was 21-10. So, did you take the lead first, or did they take the lead first?
They took the lead, and we got one back, and it was a very stop-start game for the first 20 minutes, no real flow to it, and then they didn't take control of the game, but they just took, they had a winger who was very quick, scored a couple of good tries, and we just never got a stronghold in the game, and any time we did, we turned the ball over, and gave them it back far too easily, and just didn't get into anything we've worked on the last few months in training, and just a really disappointing
game. So 21-10 at half time, and then they took the lead fairly again, 26-10. Then you got something back, didn't you? 26-17.
Yeah, we did. Getting long scored a try, but that came from a mistake where they probably could have scored. They coughed the ball up and it landed in our hands, and we ran it in, and so it was unfortunate for them, really, and probably we didn't deserve that one either, which maybe flattered a bit. And then they scored 2 late in the game to really put the nail in the coffin. We, second half, we, in really short patches, we played some better stuff, but never really looked like troubling them too much, which was a real shame.
So 36-17, the final score, and I think we'll just move on, shall we, and talk about next week's game, shall we, instead?
Good idea.
any injury concerns, or are you all okay?
No, all okay injury. We had Harry Wilkinson back after 5 weeks out with concussion today, which is great to get him back on the pitch. And we might get Harrison Bear back in the next week from a broken arm.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so no, good. We have lost a guy who tore his ACL midweek. So we'll lose him for a while, Matty Harrop. So wish him well. But no, we're looking quite good injury-wise. We're getting bodies back in time. Maybe not to play this season, but certainly to hit next season running.
Yeah, great. So next weekend, back at Hare Lane to play Rotherham Titans, and it is the Vice President's weekend, and a special lunch. But also as well, it's kind of a fun day down at Hare Lane, isn't it, with the club supporting Clare House Children's Hospice this year. And also you're unveiling your new electronic scoreboard as well, which is going to be great, isn't it?
Yes, it should be a really good day. We've got all 3 senior men's teams at home. As you say, hopefully raise a lot of money for Clare's House. Everyone who's coming, anyone bring an Easter egg, which we will donate and raffle off and all sorts, to raise as much money as we can. And should be a real bumper day.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to... Yeah, we're looking forward to coming down, of course, with the Chester the Cat and the D team, and we're coming down as well because obviously we've got a new advertising hoarding, which of course you very kindly made for us, and it's up in there in between the sticks at the back there, so we're looking forward to seeing that as well. So I'm coming down to the ground and I'll be doing a bit of match reporting, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
And also meeting you face-to-face, because obviously we've talked every Saturday, but we actually haven't met before, have we? So it'd be nice to meet you as well.
Be put a face to the voice.
Yes, that's right, and vice versa. So we'll be seeing you next week. Looking forward to that, and it's a real fun day. Lots going on for the family next weekend down at Hare Lane when you're playing Rotherham Titans.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC Store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.